More than 500 women and girls will be compensated for the sexual abuse perpetrated by former USA Gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar. The survivors have reached a $380 million settlement with USA Gymnastics and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. One of the survivors is Rachel Den Hollander. She's an attorney and a former gymnast. 5 years ago, she was the first woman to publicly accuse Nassar of sexual assault. Her story, published in the Indianapolis Star, opened the floodgates for hundreds more to come forward. Here she is delivering a statement at Larry Nassar's sentencing in 2018.
So I ask, how much is a little girl worth? How much priority should be placed on communicating that the fullest weight of the law will be used to protect another innocent child from the soul-shattering devastation that sexual assault brings?
Rachel Den Hollander joins us now. Thank you, Rachel. This has been such a long journey to get to this point. And I wonder, when you woke up today with a settlement, did life feel any different for you?
You know, there is a wide range of emotions. I'm deeply grateful to have reached the point where we can close this part of the door and where there is a measure of justice for survivors and help coming for these women who so desperately need it. At the same time, I grieve that it took 5 years to get here. It should never take more than 500 survivors and 5 years and multiple investigations to be able to get a level of justice and help.
The CEO of USA Gymnastics said in a statement yesterday the organization was deeply sorry for the trauma and pain caused, and they are committed to working toward a better future for the athletes. What specifically do you know about what's going to be happening, and how much confidence do you think you have in whether or not the future will be safer for up-and-coming athletes?
Yeah, time will tell what USAG's real commitment is, because it is going to take financial sacrifice. It's going to take time and energy. But the process, particularly of the restorative justice process that is in these non-monetary provisions, really can be paradigm shifting.
What does restorative justice mean in this case?
So a comprehensive restorative justice process would entail three things. It would entail a historical accountability, looking at what's gone wrong and why, not just related to Larry, but really related to patterns and trends and culture historically in USAG, properly diagnosing the problem. Then it would have a current cultural and structural and policy assessment to look for any weak spots remaining still in the culture or the policy or the structure of the organization. Those two processes would yield a forward-looking compliance piece that would include outside monitoring and checks and balances to ensure that these reforms really are carried out.
You know, let's look a bit at the financial aspect of this, because it is one of the largest settlements for a sexual abuse case. This is the $380 million that was announced yesterday, the settlement with USA Gymnastics and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. That is on top of the Michigan State University settlement. That's Larry Nassar's former employer. That was $500 million. So we're talking about over $800 million now that's going to the survivors. What does the money mean? I know there's much more than just the financial reward, but what does it mean to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to recognize with this USAG settlement that it isn't limited to Nassar survivors. This does include a large number of athletes who were abused by their coaches also. But that being said, you know, while money is not what we're after, the way, you know, culture has this knee-jerk reaction of they're just after money, survivors are just after money. The reality is the damage is very real from sexual assault, and very real damage requires very real restitution and healing, therapy and medical expenses and treatment and the long-term conditions that many of these survivors are going to live with. That requires real resources to be able to help treat and heal and move forward. And in addition to that, money does communicate value. Yeah, and more often than not in our society, we are prioritizing money and medals over the safety of children.
Rachel, as we said, you were the first gymnast to speak publicly against Larry Nassar 5 years ago. Could you just briefly reflect on the pain and promise of what you did and what you said?
It is, again, just a wide range of emotions. Being put in the position where I had to come forward so publicly and to make my abuse international headlines in order to even begin to receive a measure of justice. No survivor should ever be put in that position. And it was an incredibly painful process. At the same time, I'm very grateful to have gotten here at all, because one of the realities that I live with daily is that so many survivors don't get what we have seen here. We have received so much more than many other survivors receive. And the question ought to be, what do we need to change in our justice system and culturally and civilly so that survivors don't have to make their stories international headlines and it doesn't have to take more than 500 sexual abuse victims to begin to get a modicum of justice?
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us, Rachel Den Hollander, attorney, advocate, and former gymnast. Nice to speak with you, Rachel. Thank you.
Thank you so much.